And now to the new British Prime Minister, already hard at work. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Lynn Neary. David Cameron had his first news conference yesterday, answering questions alongside his new coalition partner, leader of the Liberal Democrat Party, Nick Clegg. Last night, Cameron shared a meeting of his new National Security Council, and today he holds his first cabinet meeting. It's been a roller coaster ride for the new prime minister and for the country, as it gets used to the first coalition government since World War II. To tell us more, we called NPR's Rob Gifford in London. Good morning, Rob.
Morning, Lynn.
Now, David Cameron said in that news conference yesterday that this coalition could mark what he called a seismic shift in British politics. Is that an exaggeration, or is this really marking that big a change in the way politics is done in Britain?
I'm not sure it is an exaggeration, actually. I think if you look at the newspapers this morning, they're talking about a very British revolution. It is quite extraordinary what happened. They're rewriting the rule book in Westminster. Yesterday, that news conference, the two of them standing there together as coalition partners. I mean, this is the Conservative Party, the party of Margaret Thatcher, the party that dominated 20th century politics on the right of centre. And now it's dominating the middle ground with a previously slightly left of centre party. There are really two questions now to look at. The first is, can it last? And the second really is, yes, is there ever any going back from this?
Well, how have we seen this new approach playing out so far, just in terms of policies announced?
Well, it's early days, but yesterday was a whirlwind of announcements in addition to that news conference. They've put together an initial document of what they're going to do. Of course, the main thing is the economy, this massive $240 billion deficit that Britain has. They announced their first $9 billion worth of cuts. The Liberal Democrats have given ground on some of their issues, immigration and defence. The Conservatives have compromised too, it seems, on things like voting reform and tax cuts. So it's all been very friendly and very cooperative in terms of what they've announced so far. But of course, the implementation could be a different thing altogether.
And where's the Labour Party left in all this?
Again, less than 2 days after Gordon Brown stepped down, the Labour Party has really been forgotten because of the magnitude of what's been going on. But what happened at the end of yesterday was that one leading Labour ex-minister, the ex-foreign minister, in fact, David Miliband, stepped forward to stand as leader of the Labour Party to replace Gordon Brown. But I think the Labour Party must be thinking, my goodness me, what on earth is going on here? Where are we going to find ourselves? How are we going to be able to compete with that in future? And this is really, really shaking things up here in Britain.
And are they surprised to be hearing David Cameron thought of as a revolutionary in politics?
Absolutely. I mean, the cliche about David Cameron, the stereotype, is that he's just a complete creature of the establishment, of the Conservative establishment. He went to Eton, the exclusive private boys' school. He went to Oxford. And although he has modernised the Conservative Party, I think everybody thought he was just going to be, a little bit like another Conservative in government. Events, and of course the result of the election, have forced him into a new situation. And as he said at the news conference yesterday, he said, we looked at it. We looked at whether we could be a minority government. And we just thought, you know, that's just not going to work. That's not what I came into politics to do. I wanted to come into politics to make a difference and make a change. I talked to Mr. Clegg. We looked at each other and we said, let's do it. Let's try it. And it really is, if it works, it is a revolutionary thing in some ways here in Britain and a huge surprise to everyone.
Well, certainly be interesting to watch. NPR's Rob Gifford in London. Thanks so much.
Thank you very much, Lynn.